Stop 6. The Medieval Synagogue. Coney Street today is one of York's busiest shopping streets. In the Middle Ages, it was one of the city's wealthiest and important streets. It was also the heart of the medieval Jewish community of York. We know that the modern building housing the next store stands on the site of what was once a schola or synagogue, a Jewish place of worship during the 13th century. Near the schola were the homes of several nationally important Jews. Aaron of York and his father-in-law, Leo Episcopus, were considered in 1219 to be amongst the 6 richest Jews in England. We don't know what the schola would have looked like, but it is possible that the medieval Jews of York built their synagogue in a similar style to other buildings in town, perhaps not unlike the Norman house. The financial success of the Jewish community meant that taxes paid to the king became heavier and heavier. When Leo Episcopus died, his son Samuel had to pay 7,000 marks to the king to be able to take over the affairs of his father. 7,000 marks was a huge sum of money, the equivalent of about £2.5 million today. The increasing severity of taxes levelled on individuals was so great that when Aaron died in York in 1268, he died penniless. By the 1270s, York's Jewish community was in serious decline and faced significant anti-Semitism. Joske, who owned the house next to his uncle Aaron, was hanged for financial misdemeanour in London in the late 1270s, and in 1279, Henry III's widow, Queen Eleanor, granted the area around the schola to 2 non-Jewish citizens of York. When Edward I expelled the Jews from England in 1290, only 6 Jewish households remained in York, including one on Coney Street, which was the home of a Jewish man named Bonamicus. In later years, this area of Coney Street became the site of a medieval coaching inn called the George Inn. There's a plaque on the wall recording the site of the inn, but despite this area being at the heart of the Jewish community in York, there is no mention of the site's relevance to Jewish history in the city.